Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. New England Nightly News.
All right, as promised, we have lots of follow-ups here to the trial of the century. That would be a Karen Reed trial. Trial of the century around here, anyway. The obvious verdict came out, and Reed was acquitted of second-degree murder, of vehicular manslaughter. She was convicted of driving under the influence. And since that's happened, there has been a massacre at the Mass State Police. I mean, everybody's getting moved. Everybody's getting reassigned, including Yuri Buchanek, I'm probably saying that wrong, who supervised the investigation. Proctor already out. He's appealing, by the way. But Buchanek was reassigned last Sunday. Or maybe I'm wrong about that. That was back, it was two Sundays ago. They initially said he'd been reassigned to the South Boston, later provided an update saying he was transferred on a temporary duty assignment to the Division of Standards and Training. And there he will perform a variety of administrative functions in support of the division's daily operations. There have been other guys that have been moved. Brian Tully, who used to be the Norfolk DA's detective, was transferred out of the department last year. Michael Proctor was fired in March. And now this is a couple weeks old, but Buchanek moved as well. Also, the lead attorney for Karen Reed, Alan Jackson, wrote a letter to Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox and demanded that Kelly Dever, who you remember testified in this trial, not in the first one. She testified in this one, not in the first one. And she had said that she saw Brian Higgins and Chief Berkowitz in the Sally Port, and then she came back and said she actually didn't see that, or that the timing wouldn't have worked out, or whatever it was. It was a very, very odd testimony. Didn't look good for her. She talked about a conversation she had with Commissioner Cox, which Cox later denied, by the way, which also doesn't look great. And now, Alan Jackson basically wrote a letter to the commissioner saying you got to put this officer on the Brady List. The Brady List is a compilation of law enforcement officers with credibility concerns that prosecutors have to disclose to defense attorneys whenever they're called to testify in criminal cases. So that's another thing. And then there's this news from today. It was this morning. A Massachusetts woman is accused of leaking sensitive information presented to a federal grand jury tied to the Karen Reed investigation. The woman, whose name is Jessica Leslie from Dracut, was charged on Friday with one count of criminal contempt, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. She's accused of disclosing sealed information to unauthorized individuals, including the names of witnesses appearing before the grand jury, information from witness testimony, and other evidence. And this happened during the time period between August 11th of 2022 to March of last year. I'm reading from NBC 10. The U.S. Attorney's Office could not confirm that the grand jury service was related to the Karen Reed case. However, the Boston Globe reports the sources close to the investigation made that connection. ABC News also said that it was related to Karen Reed, according to sources that they had. Leslie has agreed to plead guilty. She will appear in federal court in Boston at a later date. The conditions of the plea deal are one day of incarceration, which would be time served, 24 months of supervised release, no fine, and a mandatory assessment of $100. Seems kind of light, right, for leaking grandeur. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I know how this usually goes because I have no idea. I'm just reading what I'm seeing here. But that does seem like not much. One day and $100 for leaking grand jury and a murder trial. Okay.
It might be what depends on what kind of information she.
I suppose it does.
She let go,
and we have no idea what any of that is. We have no idea who it's going to. I will say this though: ever since this news dropped, my algorithm was very Karen Reed heavy during the trial, and then after the trial, it all sort of disappeared. Like all the all the different people with their podcasts and their
because there wasn't really anything
vlogs
left
and stuff. There wasn't. I mean, there's the civil trial. Which reads new lawyers are trying to get dismissed completely, but obviously that's not going to get dismissed. If the murder trial didn't get dismissed, the civil trial's not getting dismissed. And we'll see how that goes for her. And I know that she's, making movies and they're going to have a documentary and all this other stuff. And we'll see if the O'Keefe family's going to get any of it. The O'Keefes also are suing the bars in Canton. The Waterfall and C.F. McCarthy's, I think the other one's called, suing them for over-serving Reed. And suing Reed, of course, for, wrongful death and all that other stuff. And the level of guilt doesn't need to be beyond a reasonable doubt. It needs to be preponderance of evidence, more probable than not. You remember those terms, of course, from Tom Brady and the Deflategate and all that. But yeah, I can say this, though. This is not something that people are done talking about. It does seem to me as though there are lots of people out there when this trial ended were left with kind of this void in their life. And maybe it was because I was in Dedham and I was very close to it and I saw those people out there tailgating every day and just, which I didn't like, by the way. I thought that was kind of distasteful. I understand believing in, a cause and all that, but it was a murder trial after all and there was a victim and a victim's family and I didn't like the way any of that got handled. But I also think that, in a case like this where there was just so much wrong with everything and the investigation was just so badly handled and, the police just had such a bad year, bad couple years, really, that, these are the type of strong reactions you're going to get from that. But I also think that when it was over, that left a lot of people with this kind of void. Like, there's people out there who are big into true crime. They're big into, there's true crime podcasts and things like that. And this really captured the attention of all that. But then these trials are over. And this wasn't just one trial. It was two trials. So this went over a long period of time. Like, we're on year three or four of this whole thing. And for that, I think that there's been, just so much invested in it. So many people trying to, maximize and kind of cash in on it. And then, now it's over and I sort of figured that would be it, but now it's right back in at the forefront. And I don't know what's going on with this woman leaking the grand jury stuff. I'm seeing lots of people online saying, oh, they were leaking to the prosecutor. Oh, they were leaking to the defense. They were leaking to Turtle Boy. They were leaking to all these different people. I have no idea. And we'll all find out together, I guess, when the facts of this this case come out and this woman, I don't know if she gave information to get a lesser sentence or what exactly happened, but I do know that we'll hear more about it and that this case, certainly with the civil trial coming up and all of that, I don't think is going away. It may not be as big as it was, but it's certainly not going away yet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And that takes us to this other story that I just happened to see today about a poor guy in Southie who is just swarmed with rats.
Lived here in Southie for like 55 out of my 68 years. I've never seen anything like this.
South Boston homeowner Kevin Conroy says it feels like he is playing a game of whack-a-mole with the relentless rats on his property.
Let's get to the point we can't use our backyard, have anybody over. They're there all the time.
Conroy has ramped up pest control visits, pumping carbon monoxide into burrows, filling his yard with bait stations, and cutting down shrubs where rodents take cover. recover.
It's like it becoming a second job for me.
Okay. Couple of things. First of all, I empathize with Mr. Conroy. As I was a Alston resident for many, many years, and while the rats in Southie, I'm sure, are tough, the rats in Alston are their own. They're like small dogs, okay? I've seen rats in Alston. I thought it was like a piglet, right? It was a rat. Especially this time of year. This is when they're out. Like, the rats are outside this time
They're
of
out
year.
On the town.
They are out. They run these streets, boy. And here's what I would recommend to this fellow. I know that pumping gas into the burrows or whatever and cutting down the shrubs and all that's probably what people told you to do. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to a pet store or a local pound or go online. I don't know how people get dogs anymore. I don't know what you do. You go online, get a dog. Dogs.com. I don't know what you do. But go online or go wherever you go and get yourself a rat terrier, okay? It's a breed of dog, and they are bred to... This is what they were bred to do.
Specifically a rat terrier, not just like a terrier.
A rat terrier. What rat terriers were bred to do, the only thing in their mind that they know that they are like programmed to do, they're a dog, right? So, you know, it's whatever. But like, over the course of evolution and all this time, the rat terrier's main objective, main function, is killing rats. And what they would do back in the day is they would... get the rat terrier, put him in like a barn or any, you know, piece of, usually it was like an enclosed space so that the terrier could corner him and get him. But like that's what you do. You set the dogs in there and you just let them go after the rats. And you should see these dogs. You ever see a dog like play with a toy and the dog's like, rawr, rawr, and like really whipping his head around? You know why they do that? They do it to kill the rodents. It's just, it's programmed in their little idiot dog brains that that's what you do. My brother has a rat terrier. He has never used him for what the dog was bred for. He's just, if you happen to be around Alston, you ever see a rat terrier walking around. That's my brother's dog, Credence. And he lives in peace with the rats, but you can tell that he wants to, you know, it's just, it's part of him. You know, he's just, he sees a rat, he's like, ooh,
which
I
is funny,
get that rat.
Because the photo that Brian just put up on Twitch, that does not look like a rat-killing dog.
No, it does. They're very cute dogs, and they're very good dogs. Rat terriers are used as, like, therapy dogs for kids with special needs and stuff like that. Like, they're very, very good dogs. But you put them in a barn with a bunch of rats, and they turn into the Punisher, okay? They turn into a rabid Wolverine, basically. And they're, rawr, I mean, they snap those rats right out. I mean, it's pretty gruesome. So,
I mean, come on, look at that smile. How?
They're good pets. They're good pets too, along with having this dysfunction. And I think that this guy Conroy, maybe call up my brother and you say, hey, can I borrow your terrier for, you know, a weekend? And within, I don't know, a day or two, he'll have that whole. Not only will he clear out all the rats, he'll have all the other rats in town being like, we're not going near that yard. Ooh, no, not while that thing's there. Not while that rat terrier's patrolling the yard. Stay far away from Conroy's house, everybody. All the rats will get together in their little rat meeting in the sewers or whatever, and they'll be like, all right, we're not going to Conroy's house anymore. Whatever used to
rat
be over there.
Meeting.
We're not, yeah. Like, I picture it like the Ninja Turtles. You know, they live in the sewer. They all talk to each other. They have, like, one guy speak. I just like to say that, you know, it's summertime, Alston, anybody want to go out and hang out, I'll be over over here at this time. Whatever they do down there in the sewers. But that's what I would recommend to this guy. Get a rat terrier. You won't regret it. And those rats will leave your yard. They will leave your yard. And I think that would be more effective than the gas and the traps and all. They're not going to, what's a trap going to do? These rats, these are Boston rats. They're not going to fall for a trap.
They're rats that look at the human and say, you think you're better than me?
Right. They're probably immune to the gas, too. I mean, this is, you know, Southie rats. These are Alston rats. You can't kill them like that. You have to introduce the element of a predator into their environment. That's what you have to do.
Flirt them with death. And then they'll maybe back off.
Yeah. That's my advice.
And what says death more than a rat terrier?
An adorable little dog. It's true.
Which is funny, now that when I play tug of war with my dogs back in the past, I keep thinking, like, were they trying to kill me?
Yes. Yes, they were. Or they were trying to kill whatever it was you guys were fighting.
It was
over.
Just like a rope. Or...
Yep. Yep. And they start snapping their head back and forth. That's why they're doing it. That's why they do that. They look cute, but that's what they do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.